Because for my reasons that the Green Party is in a strong position, so that really gives me confidence.
But you're in government, you would have said that.
I think I have to think about that. I mean, my approach is that options. So obviously, it would have been a different situation. What decision now? I have to vote after the election. After the election is, I think, a time where there's a lot of change going on, and it's probably not obvious from the outside, but there's a lot of internal change that happens inside political parties and the post-election period. It's a pretty busy time. And so I wanted to make sure I had a good summer break, had a good think about it. It's something I've thought about for a long time. You know, there's about, you know, what are the kind of challenges I want to do in my life. You know, I'm 47 years old, so you know, I need to look at where I want to go and what I want to do. You know, I want to spend a bit more time with my kids. So it was, summer was a good time to have a good think about it. It was a great summer. Is really the defining issue of the 21st century, and we take a pretty long-term point of perspective on it. So we've built a political party and a movement that really is very strong and is promoting that. And in the long run, that's the way to produce change. So there are people working for sustainability in all different parts of society, in politics, in business, in NGOs, all over, and I've made a contribution towards that, but it's going to happen from all different places. So yeah, that's kind of a big project. And so politics is an important part of that, but it's not the only part of it.
Really a challenger party, like we double their market share, you don't do that unless you really push hard and try to be the best in the business and the smartest and the fastest. So
really enjoyed that challenge, and I guess I'm going to miss that. But there's a lot of other challenges for sustainability in the world. There's other roles in the Green Party Caucus, we're a great team. So, yeah, I mean, it's, yeah, the world's a big place. I mean, I'll always, you know, be a big supporter of the Green Party, obviously. But as to my long-term future, it's, yeah, I just have to wait, have to have a look. I'll just have to, it's still a fair way away, I haven't got any answers to those questions.
Well,
the Liberal Mayor
Conference,
you're going to be
demoralised after election
results.
Do you think
the Liberal National will contribute to that at all? No, I mean, I think that there is a very strong and growing Liberal left, if you like, but people who disagree with the direction of the government, obviously, you know, the National Party got 47% of the vote, whatever, so they did very well. But there is also a large group of people who understand the bigger picture about what's going on in New Zealand and the world, and we've attempted to grow that understanding, and that's been our project, really, is to do that. And so I think while people will say, you know, Russell comes and goes, but you're, you know, still here, in a strong position, the Green Party endures, and a lot of people are very supportive of the Green Party. So, you know, I think it's fine. When you think about, you know, like the Norman Kirk, which is the last time we had, you know, really progressive government, like a super progressive government, I guess, like Norman Kirk, you know, that came after all those years of Holyoke. You know, so I think the change does happen, and sometimes it surprises you. We've always tried very hard to reach out to non-voters, and certainly the early voting, you know, the last time was a huge success, and we really did increase the turnout by doing that. So we'll certainly be repeating that, I'll assume.
Involved a lot of internal discussion. So yes, the Green Party could influence that internal discussion, but the members had a lot of say about the direction of the party.